a literal truth, that of nourishment, that of sustenance. We read in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 4, we are in this tabernacle, speaking of our human bodies. Describing our human bodies, the metaphor of a tabernacle is used. In Philippians 3 and verse 2, Paul said, beware of dogs. And he's not talking about four-legged dogs. He's talking about people. He's talking about false teachers. But they knew what he meant. Beware of dogs. Again, these are figurative statements used to illustrate literal truth, literal principles. And that's what we mean by literal interpretation. It's not that we ignore figurative language. It means that, again, you use common sense when reading. There's an allegory, which is really an extended metaphor. Different than a parable. It's an extended metaphor. John chapter 10 is a good example of an allegory. John 10, Jesus speaking says, verily, in verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. And you can read on there, but you get the idea. This is an allegory, but it's filled with literal truth. And then, of course, there are personifications in the Bible, which is a type of a metaphor. It's speaks about something as if it were a person. Something that's not a person, speaking of it as it were a person. This is the only way we can understand certain things. In Numbers 16:32, and the earth opened her mouth. The earth doesn't have a mouth. This is a personification. Showing that the earth is like a person. The earth openeth her mouth and swallowed them up. And by that language, we understand what happened. And they literally were swallowed up. Psalm 114:3, the sea saw it. The sea doesn't see anything. It's a personification. The sea saw it and fled. But again, we get the idea. So, when figurative language is being used, I believe it's obvious. It's obvious. We do have to be careful that you do not take plain literal statements and make them figurative. Only see that which is figurative as figurative. But always remember, it teaches literal truth. So when figurative language is being used, it's always intended to convey literal truth. And it is our duty to discover what literal truth is being conveyed. When figurative language is being used, it never, and I mean never, it never contradicts the literal truth of Scripture. Never. It is only used to enhance so that you and I can better understand literal truth. So whatever method of study we use, we must realize that the Bible interprets itself. We must also approach it with a literal view, But that does not mean that we ignore. That does not mean that the Bible does not contain figurative language. The next guideline we must keep in mind, and we'll look at this next week, chapter divisions are not natural divisions of thought in the Word of God. And this is a grave mistake that many make when they are reading the Word of God. And we'll look at that next week. Let's look to the Lord, word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. Again, Lord, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we live in a country where we have access to your precious word. Lord, we thank you for the desire that you've put in our hearts to read your word, to hear your word, to learn your word. Lord, we just pray that you would help us to always have a right spirit and a right attitude toward your word. Lord, we pray today that you would be with us, that you would meet with us in a very special way. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.